Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 10th. Happy Saturday and happy birthday to our custodian, Joey Gleason. Joey, we pray that you have a wonderful day and I want to say the birthday blessing over you and all those who have a birthday in June. Will you pray with me? Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may thy peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today, I'm reading from the New International Version. In fact, I just got a new copy of Scripture, the large print edition, feeling quite old. I couldn't see without glasses. Anyway, so this one's helping me to see the Scriptures. We're in Daniel chapter 9. This is revisiting Jeremiah's promise. And Daniel prays for the people, the exiles in Babylon, in Daniel chapter 9. He acknowledges their sins, and he asks God for forgiveness. And then Gabriel, the angel, offers a vision about the restoration of the exiles and how the temple will be rebuilt. There's lots of messianic language about the Messiah, our Lord Jesus, who is to come. And then there's this enigmatic 70 weeks. And honestly, as I read the commentary, nobody can say with precision what this vision's exact details are. Here's the general outline. According to Paul House in his Old Testament theology, Israel will return to the land, the temple will be renewed, the Messiah will come, and opposition will rise again. Daniel's prayer for renewal will be answered, yet this answer will not be the end of the woes for God's people. The faithful must remember that the Lord will not allow history to overwhelm the chosen ones. Yahweh will remain Lord of the future, even when Persia, Greece, and other kingdoms emerge and exalt themselves on earth. This comes in Daniel chapter 10, verses 1 through 21. God's people will be secure because Yahweh is their God. Daniel chapter 9. The title in my Bible says, Daniel's Prayer. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting, and in sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far, and all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you. We and our kings, our princes, and our ancestors are covered with shame, Lord, because we have sinned against you. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord our God or kept the laws he gave us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. Therefore, the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us, because we have sinned against you. You have fulfilled the words spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing on us great disaster. Under the whole heaven, nothing has ever been done like what has been done to Jerusalem. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come on us. Yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. The Lord did not hesitate to bring the disaster on us, for the Lord our God is righteous in everything he does. Yet we have not obeyed him. Now, Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and who made for yourself a name that endures to this day, we have sinned. We have done wrong. Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts, turn away your anger and your wrath from Jerusalem, your city, your holy hill. Our sins and the iniquities of our ancestors have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn to all those around us. Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. For your sake, Lord, look with favor on your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, our God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make request of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear and act. For your sake, my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, "Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray, a word went out, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. Therefore, consider the word and understand the vision. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring an everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. Know and understand this. From the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, the ruler, comes, there will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets and a trench, but in times of trouble. After the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be put to death and will have nothing. The people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end, and desolations have been decreed. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. In the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And at the temple he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I'm encouraged by the beginning half of this passage that God hears the prayers and the repentance of his people. God is exceedingly gracious and provides hope through the promise of eventual restoration. And then I was also challenged that while we do sin, God is ready to restore what was broken, and he desires our participation in this restoration through our repentance. And I'm challenged by Daniel here praying on behalf of others and praying on behalf of himself for the sins of the people and for his own sins. I love what it says in verse 18, that we do not make request of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.